A concern over the future of corn. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, since the outbreak of COVID-19, a lot of farmers across the country are concerned over the future of corn. USDA's Stephanie Ho has more.
American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval says he is very concerned about the future for corn.
In this pandemic and people staying at home, less driving, and then, of course, the ethanol plants have continued to close down. And ethanol is a big part of rural America.
He spoke at a panel sponsored by the Bipartisan Policy Center.
And now those plants are shut down. That's going to affect corn prices. It's going to affect the DDGs that come out of those plants that's refed, that it's a byproduct, that's fed to animals. And with the processing plants having problems, we've got less animals going to be fed in the near future. That's going to be less corn consumed.
USDA's monthly crop reports projected that corn stocks will grow significantly this crop year.
So corn is really facing a difficult time, and I'm really concerned about what's going with that. But that infrastructure around ethanol is just so important to rural America.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, closer to home, president of the Tennessee Corn Growers Association is Mike Holman, and he raises corn in Obion County, the largest producing corn county in the state. And he remains hopeful for the future, especially when it comes to ethanol.
And ethanol needs to make is going to make a point that, do you want to keep this air clean? Do you want to keep it clean, or do you want to go, you know, back to using a lot of fossil fuels and the air getting polluted again? We can keep our air clean now if we go to this E85. Everybody get on E15 year-round.
Mike Holman says he's planted about 60% of his corn crop so far and is hoping somehow for higher prices by harvest time. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.